Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you." Have you seen the commercial? You know the one where the reporter runs up to some sports star and says, "What are you going to do next?" Following the win of a World Series, the NBA Finals, or the Super Bowl. And the obvious answer is, "I'm going to Walt Disney World." And we did. 24 of us traveled around the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Disney's Hollywood Studios, and Disney's Animal Kingdom. We played in the resorts. 24 of us experienced two lands that I had never been to before, Toy Story Land and the Pandora Land at Disney's Animal Kingdom. We played hard, and we slept hard. We went to Walt Disney World. So, people of Israel, what are you going to do next? All of Israel's reduced to Jesus Christ, and you are in Christ. So, Israel, what are you going to do next? You've been enslaved in Egypt for 430 years to the day. You have been sent, Moses, who cried for the Lord, "Let my people go." You have been told no by Pharaoh over and over. So, people of Israel, what are you going to do next? You have seen the plagues, the blood flowing, the frogs inhaling, the gnats pestering, the flies bothering, the animals dying, the boils hurting, the hail destroying, the locust devouring, the darkness blinding. So, Israel, what are you going to do next? You have roasted your year-old lamb without blemish. You have painted the door frame with the blood. You have heard the wailing throughout the night as the firstborn died. So, Israel, what are you going to do next? You have left Egypt with the spoils, the gold and the silver and all the clothing. You have followed the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. You have walked on dry ground with a wall of water to your left and to your right. So, people of Israel, what are you going to do next? You have seen the Egyptians pursued and swept into the sea, and you have cried out, "I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he swept into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him." So, people of Israel, what are you going to do next? And the answer is clear, and in our text, grumble. What that we would have died by the hand of the Lord in Egypt when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. Sounds like when we were at Disney, huh? For you have brought us out of the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Grumble, grumble, grumble. They had just seen all the glories manifested of God, and grumble, grumble, grumble. You stiff-necked people. The Lord has heard your grumbling. When the price of gas is too high and when your miles per gallon are too low. When the loan interest rates are too high and the bank interest rates are too low. When the cost of milk is too high and when the farmer's profits are too low. We grumble, grumble, grumble. when the cost of parking is too high and the number of parking spots are too low, when the cost of cable TV is too high and the number of channels to watch is too low, when the weather in winter is too cold and when the weather in summer is too hot, we grumble, grumble, grumble. When we are bored because we have too much time, and when we are frantic because we have too little time, we grumble, grumble, grumble. Why, we're worse than Goldilocks, for our porridge is too hot, too cold, and never right. Even so, the Lord says, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you." Rain bread from heaven for you. You see, it is God who commands the skies above. He commands the skies above. God causes it to rain and snow. Is it going to rain out there? It sure looks like it, but we don't know. God does. He causes the wind to blow and the stars to twinkle. God commands the skies above. And God brought manna. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine, flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." God commands the skies above. And then God brought quail. God commands the skies above. And God brought the angels who filled the skies. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you great news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." It is God who commands the skies. And there on Calvary's hill, it was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. And then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And he was, except he took your sins. He took my sins. He took the sins of the whole world upon himself. Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. God made him who was no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The Son of God breathed his last while the skies were dark. God commands the skies above, and it is as the darkness lifted from the skies the morning of that third day when the women went to the tomb and they found it empty. Why are you looking here? Jesus is among the living. God commands the skies above. And the skies were bright and filled with clouds on the day that Christ returned to heaven. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. When he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. God commands the skies above. God commands every aspect of our life. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you." And he did, and he does, he still does today. He gives you your daily bread. Daily bread includes everything that we have to do to support the needs of this body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. Even more than that, he gives us the bread of life, the bread who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. He gives us Jesus. So you see, you have nothing to grumble about. For God says, "Behold, I'm about to rain bread from heaven for you." Amen. Now may the God of peace equip you with everything good that you may do his will through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.